Welcome back to In Depth for a third and final interview. Matthew Vaughn from Ronald McDonald House Charities in the studio. He's doing a little dance. He's excited to be here. Matthew, how's it going, man?
Good, Ian. Good to be back.
Hey, it's good to have you. You got the big fundraiser. This is your big fundraiser for the year, right?
Yeah, this is definitely our big one, our Red Shoe Gala. It's coming up on October 4th, and we're very excited because this is just only the second year that we've incorporated a theme, and this year we're going with superheroes, so it's going to be a House of Heroes theme.
Oh.
We're really excited about that, so you know, when you really look at Ronald McDonald House Charities and what we do for these families as they're going through this crisis in their life, having a child in the hospital, it is really inspiring for us to see their resilience and their strength, to see the parents and being able to lean on each other, leaning on other families at the house, seeing the children being able to overcome whatever they're going through, whether it's a traumatic injury, some kind of health issue that they're dealing with. It really is inspiring for us to see that day in, day out, and also to be surrounded by such a giving and generous community that supports us and has supported us for over 30 years now.
Yeah, so this superhero theme really, it works.
It hits home in a lot of ways.
Exactly.
Because for me, when I go into work every day, it's very inspiring for me, and I see the heroics and the bravery in what these families are up against and how they're handling it and trying to take it in stride. So, yeah, it's going to be a good time. We're hoping to have a really fun evening. Of course, we're asking people, it's going to be cocktail attire but with a superhero twist. So, you know, if you've got like a snazzy superhero tie or maybe you want to throw on a cape, of course, always we encourage red shoes as well because this is the Red Shoe Gala, and we'll have a little contest with that that evening. So people, if they really go all out, have a chance to win some cool prizes.
That's really cool. So when and where? What is going on here?
Friday, October 4th. It's going to be at the Atlantis in the Grand Ballroom. We are very excited. Tickets are on sale now. You can go to our website, rmhc-reno.org. And if you go to the news and events section, you'll find the gala page. You can purchase your tickets online there. We would love to see you because this is our chance to showcase what we do all year round and the families that we come in contact with and getting to share a little bit of their stories. And we're very excited to be honoring Western Surgical Group, and we're going to be inducting them into the Red Shoe Circle this year. Obviously, we have a great partnership with Renown and what they provide on the other end, being able to provide support to these families on the healthcare side of things. So we're very excited to be honoring Western Surgical Group, especially they have a close place in our heart because of all they do for the community here, especially a lot of the kids that we serve.
Okay, very cool. And you're serving a lot of people. I didn't even realize this. There's so many designations under Ronald McDonald House Charities.
Yeah, we've got more than just the house. A lot of people don't realize that we've got these other programs and other ways that we're helping the community. For example, our scholarship program, that's our way of giving back to the community. We give away 35 to 40 scholarships every year to graduating high school seniors.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a great thing where they can apply for a scholarship and it's renewable, so they can renew for up to 4 years.
Oh,
so that's $1,000 each year for up to 4 years.
It goes a long way.
It does. It really does, especially in this day and age as school is getting more and more expensive. But we also have our Care Mobile where we're out in the community, thanks to our partnership with Community Health Alliance. They're out running that Care Mobile for us, doing WIC services and other social services in the community. Of course, our Travel for Treatment program, helping families that need to go out of the area and helping with their travel expenses, as well as our family room at Renown and being able to help the families directly there on the pediatric floor and provide support to families. Even if they're not staying at the house, we can still help them and find resources for them.
Beautiful. So the money from the Red Shoe Gala, is that kind of just being dispersed to all these programs or focusing on one
exactly.
program?
Exactly. It'll be dispersed amongst all the programs. This is a big fundraiser for us because this is a lot of money we have to raise for our operating costs for those programs.
Right.
I don't know if many people know, but the average cost to house a family for one night is about $160. So, you know, donations go a long way, and all of our donations are local. We rely solely on local donations. We don't have any kind of state or federal funding that we get, so we rely solely on local private donations from the community and from foundations here locally.
Cool. So you have the gala, people can attend, get their tickets. That money from that goes. Do you have like silent auction, anything going on?
Oh, yeah.
That?
So we're going to have all kinds of really cool experiences. We're going to have a live auction, silent auction. We're really excited about the auctioneer we're bringing in this year. We've got a guy coming in from out of the area, and he is phenomenal.
Is he like a full-on auctioneer?
Oh, yeah. But he brings a show, too. I mean, he's high energy, comes out to music. He's got a crew that he brings with him that he'll have in the crowd interacting with people. So it's an interactive experience.
Oh, wow.
It's not just a guy shouting at you, trying to get money from you. I mean, he's going to make sure that people have a good time that night and they're going to remember this evening. And I'm just really excited for all the superhero decor and the theme music and everything that goes with superheroes. So we're really excited.
That's awesome. So what annual event is this? Like which number?
This is number 8 for us.
Number
so still
eight.
In its early years, kind of. The event hasn't been around all that long. So, but it really is, again, a great way for us to kind of showcase to the community what we do and really bring them in and show them just how special this organization is and what we're providing to families. You know, our tagline is keeping families close because we really believe that parents being at their child's bedside as much as possible really helps with the healing process and helping them heal faster and just having that support. And so if we can, you know, take things off the family's plate where they don't have to worry about where they're staying, where their next meal is going to come from, they can just focus on being at their child's bedside, being close to them so they can get through this together.
Cool. Any future plans for the organization, even if it's just in your own head that you're like,
I'd love
to do this more?
Most definitely. I mean, the house is over 30 years old and we did have the kitchen redone a few years ago, but you know, we've only been able to really renovate the house in pieces. So we would love to do an overhaul of the rooms and potentially get some companies to sponsor those rooms and, you know,
be able to
put their name and logo in there. And, you know, we can, there's a lot of different ways that people can help, you know, the recreation room with the playroom, as we call it, that's got all the fun stuff for the kids. That could probably use an overhaul at this point. We would love to just see some fresh, you know, newness to the house. Definitely it needs some TLC. So that's definitely in the plans, is to, you know, just be able to do some renovations at the house, look at how we can maybe expand some of our services through our care mobile and some of our other programs. So yeah, we definitely have goals and things that we want to accomplish over the next few years.
Okay.
So and the community is going to be a big part of that and making sure that happens.
And they can help with that by getting their tickets to the Red Shoe Gala. So it's October 4th. At the Atlantis Grand Ballroom.
Yes, sir.
Very cool. And they can get their tickets online?
Correct. You can get them at rmhc-reno.org. And if you go to the news and events section, you'll see Red Shoe Gala and you can purchase your tickets. If you're a business and you'd like to, we still have sponsorships available. If you'd like to get a table and maybe do something a little extra, something really cool is we have a cocktail sponsor option where people can get their own signature cocktail named after their company for that evening. So they'll get a lot of publicity in the bar area, which of course is very popular at these events.
True enough.
So that's a good place to get your company logo out there and get your company name out there is by doing the cocktail sponsorship and helping us on that side of things. But more than anything, we would just love to have people come through the doors and just learn more about what we do and how we're helping the community.
Beautiful. Thank you, Matthew Vaughn from Ronald McDonald House Charities. Thanks a lot, dude.
Thank you, Ian.